Welcome. It's so fun to have you all here. Thanks for joining me for Shadow Play. It's fun to see. It's crazy in this room. There's people like I'm seeing that I haven't seen in like over 10 or maybe even 15 years. And just all walks of integral life. So it's pretty cool. And the new faces too, which is also sweet. So we're going to do some shadow play, and we're kind of, did I say, my name is Cindy Liu. Did I say that yet? Hi. And we're going to do some shadow play, and we're kind of going to just jump right in. So the first thing I'd like you to do is set an intention. Can you move to the next slide? Awesome, thanks. You know, a little bit about intention. It's one of the, me personally, in my experience, it's one of the most important things about shadow practice. Sometimes my experience is that if we set a clear intention and we're willing, then that's about it. Like that alone could get us where we want to go. So I'll give you guys a minute to set an intention, and Alana's going to come around with some index cards so you can write it on your index cards. So consider an issue, a situation, a challenge, or could even be something from the conference that you're wanting to integrate. But pick something that's meaningful for you, okay? You're not going to necessarily need to, well, you will be sharing it out loud toward the end, so if you want to make it cryptic, that's fine, or just know that. And so after you consider an issue, and do that first, so just right now in your own interior, imagine what a challenge or something that you would like to shift. Again, something meaningful. And consider what you would like to experience in relationship to it, okay? And maybe I'll share an example. Let's see. So I'm actually looking down at these examples. So let's say I'm having challenges in my career. What I'd want is to know, if I look at what I want to be experiencing, it might be clarity on next steps. So my intention would be, I intend to experience clarity related to next steps in my career, okay? So with your intention statement, you want to focus on you, okay? Like I might think I could set an intention that, you know, my husband clean up the house or something like that. But I'm probably better off to set an intention for me to let go of my attachment to my husband cleaning up the house. So we want to just make sure attention is focused on us and state it in the positive. So let's say, rather than saying my intention is to not be fearful, I would want to say my intention is to be courageous. Okay, and it's actually best to state it in the present tense future. I'm sorry, present tense, subjective language. So I am courageous, okay? So just take a couple minutes, raise your hand if you want clarification or support. And yeah, you'll have 1 or 2 minutes to write down, yeah, write it down if you can. Just write down the final step, your intention statement. Raise your hand if you need a pen. Anyone else need an index card or a pen? Just raise your hand. So maybe when you're finished, go ahead and put your pen down. So that'll give me a visual cue. So now that you have your intention statement, what I'd like you to do is to set it aside. So set it aside physically, but also set it aside in your interior. Table it, forget about it. You can put it in your pocket or in your bag. Okay. And we're going to jump right into a creative expression process. So I invite you to just set your mind aside. There's no need to figure anything out or just engage mentally in any way. We're going to use the paper that's in front of you, and actually feel free to use any paper in the room. If you want another color, you can steal it from another table. And if you have any paper with you, feel free to use that as well. And use the glue stick. Now you notice there's no scissors on the table. So using those items, paper, glue stick, tear pieces of paper and put them together to make your own creation. And I, again, invite you to set your mind aside and just let your body or your heart or your intuition pick what colors and what shapes and guide you in the creation. You'll have about 20 minutes, so go ahead and take your time. If anyone has any questions, raise your hand and I'll come around. And yet, please steal paper from other tables, if they'll let you. And everyone, make your own creation. It's not a group project, but everyone have your own creation. So we have about 5 more minutes. Okay, thank you, Pete. So I'm going to give you some instructions, and after I'll explain the process, and then I'll have you move into groups of 3. But let's just listen to the instructions first, and then we'll move you around. So we're going to do a subjective interpretation of what you've created. It's kind of like interpreting a dream, or maybe you're familiar with a Rorschach test, an ink blot test. You don't really need to know anything to interpret. You really want to go with your intuition and follow your heart, and you'll do it as a group of 3. And so what you'll do is one person will go first, and they'll start by sharing their image and sharing what it means for them, your own interpretation. And then the other 2 people in a group will share what they're seeing in your creation. And I've included some bullet points on this slide if you're not sure like what to look for. And I'll also model it for you before we jump in. And you could look for just the feeling, the overall feeling that the creation brings forward for you. You can look at colors, themes. If you're familiar with colors of the chakras, you can consider that. Anything in your own background that might inform, you know, masculine or feminine themes, or if you just, yeah, you'll see how it works. It's so easy and intuitive, and just follow what's present for you. And after you feel like that's complete, and I'll ring a bell when you just have 1 minute left for the first person. And what you can do then is circle back to your intention. So take your intention out, bring it forward again, and look at how what you've shared around your interpretation connects back to your intention. Okay? Did that make sense? Sometimes I hear my words and I don't understand them myself. So it's like, yeah, a salad. So raise your hand once we start, and I can always come around to and give you individual support. But let me model it briefly. Would anyone be willing to volunteer to demonstrate with me for a moment? Maria? Great. So do you want to... Here, let's come up here. Yeah. And hold it... If this is Maria, so she'll hold it the way that it feels upright to her, whatever that means. And as you look at it, what do you... notice about it, Maria?
Well, it's very expressive. So it's going out, three-dimensional. So I can see the expressions. Maybe a bit of explosion also. Emotional, so in terms of like the colors. There's and then, yeah, there's something about this, and in contrast with this, that is, there's something there, and
so after the first person's complete, which might have been a little longer, then I'm the next person in the group, so I'll share and I'll say, "Wow, Maria, I just noticed like it's so alive and dynamic. It's jumping off the page, literally outside the boundaries of what we might consider the canvas." It does feel emotional and dynamic, and I can't help but notice it totally matches your outfit. and, you know, I noticed the gold, and there's sort of like a crown, and to me it feels like royalty at this top left. And, you know, from what I know, too, in my training, that the left side usually represents the feminine, and the right the masculine, so it's interesting that there's a lot of fire there, too, and the royalty sort of in the feminine side. So that's just an example, right? Use whatever you're aware of and riff and have fun. Now, could you share your intention? Do you remember what it was?
Yeah, sure. My intention is to be open and invite the relationships that lead me to success.
And is there a way that this speaks to your intention?
Well, I have to say that there's something about these things that look like dragons. So I was like, oh, okay. But I just think like the dynamic aspect of relationships, and they're emotional, but then there's something about there was a silver lining and a grace to relationships, but maybe also there's a little bit of aggression.
Okay, great. Thanks, Maria. Any questions before you start? Okay, cool. So let's get into groups of three. And so you can move your chairs, you can stay at your table, split the table with the other people there. I also want to encourage you, if you would like, if you have a native language that's not English and you'd rather use that language, then this is a really great opportunity. So if you have anyone have a particular language you feel called to work in, we can help connect you with other people in the room that want to share in that language as well. It might be a nice break from all the English. Any Russian-speaking people in the room? There's one right here. You guys have each other? Anyone else speak Russian and want to join them? Any other languages? Estonian? Spanish? Do you want to? Great. I know there's a bunch of people from Sweden in the room, too. But whatever you guys want to do, feel free to organize that way, and I can help you find. So go ahead, get into groups in three, and I'll let you know when we're going to start, just momentarily. Time to organize. If you need a group, raise your hand, or if you... Okay. You need one? Okay. I'll get you one. Okay. So, Lisa, do you need, can you come over here? Okay, who needs a third person? Anybody? Becky, we need to put him in a group. Do you guys need a third person here? Do you guys only have two? Where are you going? Okay. So right here. Okay, there's two there. Okay, you're going to go right here. We have one more person for you, okay? Group of three? Okay, well, you guys have a group of two for now, okay? Does anyone need a partner? Raise your hand. Anyone not in a group of three? Okay. So, yeah. Hang on. Yeah. Okay. Okay. So now that you're in your group, each person will have about 7 minutes, okay? And the person who traveled the farthest to get here is going to go first, okay? And then rotate around to your left, okay? Raise your hands if you need any additional support. I'll ring the bell when there's 1 minute left, and that's where, if you haven't already, you're going to want to look at your intention, okay? Seven minutes for each person. So there's been a couple questions, so I just want to clarify. So the 7 minutes is for one person to complete with their image or their creation, okay? If that's not clear to you, raise your hand and I'll come around and explain, okay? And then each person with their creation will have 7 minutes, okay? Great.
into the microphone. Yeah.
So the first person who's sharing about your image, you have 1 more minute, and so it's an opportunity, if you haven't already, circle back to your intention and look at how it connects into that. So go ahead and move to the next person. Switch to the next creation, the next person. If you haven't already moved on to the next person, please do that.
Thank you.
My preference is to be in Tory. For the July.
If you haven't already, go ahead and weave in your intention. Circle back to your intention and see how that relates. And you have one more minute. Now it's time to switch to the third person in your group, the third person and the third creation. And if there's two people in your group, you can utilize the time to share even more.
Just a little thing all the time. Yeah, okay. happening before was being bad.
If you haven't already, go ahead and circle back to your intention.
When I did this in the cohort, it was just so startling and potent how what I created was the very manifestation of my intention. But then it was like my intention was the surface, and the creation was like so much.
So go ahead and wrap that up. Take a moment to thank your partners. Okay. If you haven't already, take a moment to thank your partners. So let's bring our attention back into the large group. I love that you guys just can't stop talking. It's awesome. No, it's great. It's totally great. I hate to cut you off. So yeah, we have about 10 more minutes left to be together. And so I just wanted to take a little time and invite people to share any insights or awarenesses that came forward. And by the way, if you feel incomplete, like you want a little more, I'm happy to stay in this room as we go into our dinner break. I'll be here for like 15 more minutes. So, but yeah, I'd love to hear if there's anything that's like kind of burning that you, a question, or if you have anything you want to share from your experience that feels meaningful to you. Raise your hand and I'll hand you a microphone. Lauren? Oh, let's go here first.
It was so nice to have this artwork and the deep interpretation. Actually, both of us had a kind of intuitive impression just right inside of her, his intention. So it was so nice to see how simultaneously we were walking this world. And my question is, you call it shadow play. So it was so nice. So where's the shadow?
That laughter, I wish I could can that and take that home with me. Thank you. Yeah, really, though, we're like, shadow play and shadow work, whatever you want to call it, is really about shining light on what we're not seeing. So if you connect your creation back to your intention, you might notice there's something you hadn't seen before or something that you weren't aware of, and you've expanded your perspective looking at it differently. So it's almost like we can like sneak past our ego and go in like through the back door into our subconscious and find something new. So, you know, we have the integral map. Oh, there's the quadrants right up there. And we're always looking through our upper left, the lens, right, of our own interior. So it's like noticing that lens and how we're interpreting things, that's essentially in shadow, the part of that that we're not aware of. And so from what I've experienced, if we're on this planet in a human form, there's some things we're not yet seeing. So the more that we can expand our awareness in fun and ways like that. Well, there's some feedback from the outer world. But can I would also love to hear, so when they, I love that you guys were so connected in the collective and how that worked in the we space. Would you be open to sharing your intention and what that was like for you?
Yeah, so the first feeling during the feedback was each of them got me right through two perspectives, right in the target, and demonstrate two aspects which I was completely unaware of, and which just came out of the art piece.
Can you share what that was?
When I was doing the art piece, I didn't thought about two things. The first thing, what she said is a cake, like a wedding cake, and it's related to my marriage. Okay. And the second thing is, it looks like family member on the top, and I wasn't expecting this. And it's also related to family, and there's four person, so it's too much, it's just too eating the target. And it was hard for me to stay silent while they were speaking, as I was blowing inside. I was exploding how synchrone the feedback is. So I don't know if for you guys it was synchrone, the feedback. And I felt also when we gave feedback to the other two, there was some synchronicity, and that amazed me massively.
Thank you. Do you want to share your intention?
Okay. My intention is I am courageous to have a deep conversation on a regular basis in my family to, on the base of courage, build a lake of love.
Wow. That's beautiful. Thank you. Lauren?
Well, you kind of talked about it. This was so awesome, just to bring playfulness to shadow. And to kind of keep subverting the ego was like brought such relief, and we had so much fun. And I'm just curious about how you bring it full circle back to your intention and deeper in terms of bringing the shadow out to be seen, to be worked with, to integrate it. Yeah. My intention was, I intend to cultivate an enlivening balance and clarity between togetherness and autonomy in my relationship. It's upside down.
And can you share, like, what is it? Is there anything you're seeing now that you weren't seeing before related to your intention?
Yeah, from my interpretation and also my partner's, I just see something very old and spinning on the same idea and same sort of question. This sort of dishwasher feeling is kind of being torn down, and something new is arriving, is kind of revealing itself and being held by something very deep and true.
That's great. That's beautiful. And yeah, it's interesting because when I looked at it, I thought of an agitation cycle on a washing machine. So it's great that you said dishwasher. And you know, I'm noticing too, like the red, it's like the root chakra at the bottom. That's great. So can you see how something new has been revealed through that process as far as shadow? Insight related to your intention?
The idea of having it and kind of either continuing to gaze and see from the on the outside something external, and then just continuing the process, doing it again, doing it again, doing it again.
Thank you. It's beautiful. How are we for time? We have 4 minutes. Great. Okay.
I started with the intention, I experience making it up, as in creating, out of impulse or out of impulse in the moment. And then I went about doing this thing really like step by step and just following what comes. And then I start to share about this, and then I get this kind of expert meanings back, and it's so revealing, and the takeaway that comes on top of that is like, I cannot hide behind anything. It's like, it's not possible to hide. Whatever you do, you end up doing something that reflects yourself. It's like, you cannot get away from yourself. So I try. Sorry? Yeah. I am? What did I say right now? Whatever I do.
Yeah.
What did I say then? Whatever I do, I cannot hide from myself. Yeah. And it's just like, so I can try to hide, you know, I can go on for a long time. That's quite a takeaway. It's like, I cannot hide from myself. It's not possible. Thank you.
Thank you. That's so fun. We have a couple more minutes. Would anyone else like to share a takeaway or an intention even? Or your image? Okay.
So I had spoken about these claws, like aggression, but actually it's not aggression. What we concluded is that I want relationships. And so, but I had this idea that relationships were going to come to me. And so it's more like, no, I need to claim them. Like, I want to relate with you and I want to work with you and let's create this. So, and actually it's not like this. It's like, I want this. Let's do it. So, yeah.
There's so much wisdom. So yeah, you know, kind of what Lauren was sharing, continue to look at what you've created and look at the wisdom. And again, feel free to come up after the session and I'm happy to, yeah, share with you in that as well. So thank you so much for being here. I hope you enjoyed your shadow play. And please, if you'd like, take your creations with you. And there's a sign-up sheet up here if you want to be added to a mailing list. And there's also one outside the door. I'm working on just finishing a book with over 100 different shadow practices, a shadow playbook. So, yeah, so if you're interested, sign up on the list and I can let you know when it's available. And I'm really looking forward to that being available soon. Thank you so much. This was wonderful. And thanks, Pete and the support team.
Thank you.
you.